what defined her and what makes her whole.
She was young once, lively, ambitious, booming. She was beautiful. Everyone loved her. Clung to her like flock. She had everything.
Money, resources, people who worked for her. And then she lost it all. A goodbye kiss. Policy always tried to pimp her out.
Misuse and abuse her. But she just cracked a smile up.
Cause she's raising warriors.
We've got her streets running through our veins.
When you are shaped from concrete and tar, learn to bury your feet. The dirt you stand in becomes your only friend when the city does not love you.
Living in Flint is being surrounded by shackles and ignoring the restriction.
Just to carry on.
Where I'm from, politicians fill their pockets.
Work from the lens of dollar signs. See currency before human life, blinded by green faces.
Racist.
Where I come from, the stretch of Saginaw Street is 60% black,
60% tar,
60% stuck.
Somebody show me the blueprint for uprooting this city's corroded bloodline.
I wonder how Governor Snyder is spending his Sunday. While we stand here in solidarity for poisoning my people, he relaxes in his home passing bills for the exact same crime he committed in Flint.
I heard her holler at homeboy Hunger out to dry, a drained cry. Never dialyzed, the river that is her bloodline got mucked up.
I know all good things must come to an end, but must the fall from glory be into an abyss?
Everything used to revolve around her. There was nothing she couldn't provide. Now, the only thing she's good for is a daily reminder of what a city should fear becoming.
Her streets are deserted. Her buildings stand still in time, trying to hold on to someone else's idea from yesteryear.
The feeble attempts made to cover up her damaged frame seat in between a path of cobblestone that was laid to take us straight to the promised land.
The best way to a city, from behind, blinded, manipulate their money and violate their water.
Forcing us to drink the Kool-Aid they've made, and we all know they never really could make Kool-Aid, right?
Never
Always too much lead.
Pay for your poison, the girls and the boys and
as a promise for change gets dimmer with every breaking news report. What happens when all the celebrities have driven through, donated money, bottled water, passed out filters to her people?
Fuck a filter, it's the rules. Ain't it funny how they always seem to filter out the truth?
We shine best in dark places, in tight spaces. We make our home, Flintstones, where I'm from. Negro spiritual.
We are angrily asking questions and properly being poisoned, strategically murdered off as head muscles our voices. When today becomes yesterday and there is no more Janelle Monae, Jasmine Sullivan,
okay.
Where will our water be?
Where?